Praise the Lord. Hello, my friends, on the Overcomers broadcast. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the greatest keys to the Overcomers life. I want to share with you today. I believe it's going to help you, going to encourage you, going to be a blessing to you, going to give you some wisdom, some knowledge, some equipment. I call our session Overcomers Keys, the keys to the overcomer's life. The reason I do that is because I believe that keys must be used. You have to use them. So I will give you, and have been for some time now, giving you keys. These are principles and truths that you can apply yourself. It's not automatic. It's not going to happen just because you know it, or because you listen to a podcast. But it will happen because you utilize the keys, because you take the practicality and the knowledge and you apply it. I have been trying to keep our time together to about 15 minutes, so I will try to stay within that time frame as well today. But I'm talking to you about the key of humility, the overcomer's key of humility. And I will tell you the absolute truth, that the key of humility is a master key of promotion in the kingdom of God. If you want to experience promotion and you want to be promoted in the kingdom of God, then you are going to have to humble yourself. That's what the Bible says. The Bible, it teaches us humility. I love the book of Proverbs because it is a book of contrasts. Of course, the book of Proverbs is primarily about the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God, the wisdom is the ability to distinguish differences. And so through the book of Proverbs, there is a continual exposition of differences. There's the difference of true and false. There's the difference of pride and humility. There's the difference of prudent and foolish, you know, wise and foolish. And so the book of Proverbs is a very powerful book about differences. And we're going to find some promises that God has given that are connected to humility. And we start with Proverbs chapter 16, verse 19. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the pride, with the proud. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly, and the lowly means meek. Lowly is meek. And humble means to have a moderate opinion of yourself. To not see yourself superior to everyone else, but to have a moderate opinion of yourself, to not have a too high opinion of yourself. So it says, better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. In other words, it's better to have that spirit of humility about you with others who have that same spirit than to be among the proud and be raking in all kinds of benefits or provisions or riches or treasures or anything of that nature. It said it's better to be with the humble and the lowly than to be among the proud, even though the proud may be raking in the dough. This is where you have to decide what is more valuable to you, what is more important to you, to rake in the dough or to have a right spirit with God and to have a right spirit with your fellow man as well. Again, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. So some people would not understand this, and some people will struggle with this because because their feeling and their sense is that I have to fight. I have to be on top. I have to, it's a dog eat dog world. And this is the way it is. You have to be aggressive. You have to be fierce. You have to attack. You have to be on the attack all the time. And you have to be on the top, and you have to step on anybody that you have to step on in order to get to the top and in order to be the winner and to make it in life. But the Bible tells us just the opposite. Now, you have to understand there's two kingdoms in this world. If you're operating in the kingdom of the world and operating by the world system, then that's what you feel, that's what you believe, and that's how you will act, and that's how you will, what you will practice in your life. But if you're living in the kingdom of God, it's a total different kingdom. It operates an absolutely, totally different way. It's an upside-down kingdom, which is actually the right way. So it says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. You want to experience true riches, you'll find it in humility and the fear of the Lord. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's where wisdom starts at, when you have a healthy, honest fear of God. I don't fear God like he's going to zap me with a lightning bolt and take me out, but I fear God with a reverence. I have a reverence toward God. And I also fear I fear offending God. I don't want to offend God. I don't want to offend the person and the personality of God. I don't want to offend his heart toward me. I want to live a life that honors God, that glorifies him, that pleases him. And the fear of the Lord keeps us in the right path. By the fear of the Lord, the Bible says, men depart from evil. The fear of the Lord keeps me on the right path. Now, I will say, while I'm on this subject, that I do fear going to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Somebody said, well, I don't believe that you should ever use the fear of hell as a motivation for coming to Christ. Well, there's probably millions of people that came to Jesus because they didn't want to go to hell. And it's a good starting place. It's a good motivation, because there's a heaven and there's a hell. And there's only one way to be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ. We must receive his sacrifice, that he died in your place for your sins, took his sins, bore them upon himself, nailed them to the cross. And through the sacrifice that he made and through the blood that he shed, we can receive forgiveness of sins by faith. That's the only way. And I am afraid. I don't want to go to hell. There is a fear of God in my life concerning hell. I don't want to go to hell. And so that helps me. That helps me to live a better life, to navigate through life and avoid a lot of snares and a lot of pitfalls. Because I'm just going to be honest with you, I do not want to go to hell. Now, I don't serve God today because of my fear of hell, because the love of God has now conquered my heart. I'm so in love with Jesus, I'm not going to purposefully do anything that would send me to hell. I'm not going to purposefully disobey God and reproach him and take his name in vain and turn against him. I love him. I thank him. I worship him. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my Master. He's the one that sticks closer than a brother. But I still do have a good, healthy fear of hell and a fear of God. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride shall bring him low. Now, a man's pride will bring him low. In other words, your pride is going to be your undoing. That's what he's saying. Your pride will be your undoing. Hello, Derek. Good to see you, Derek. Your pride will be your undoing. A man's pride will bring him low. But watch this. But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Hallelujah. Honor will uphold the humble in spirit. I want to be upheld. If you want to be upheld by God today, then you have to walk before him with a spirit of true humility. Isaiah 57:15 said, for thus saith the high and lofty one, the one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. This is a powerful scripture because it tells you that from a God perspective, the ones who have a lowly spirit or a meek spirit, a humble spirit, they actually are the ones who are living and dwelling in the high places with God. He said, I dwell in the high and holy place with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Isn't that powerful? God says, if you want to be with him, if you want to be in that high and holy place with him, there's only one way to get there. It's through a spirit of humility. Pride will bring you down. Pride will be your undoing, but humility will be the essence and will be the instrument that God uses to lift you up. Let me give you another scripture that proves that. The Bible says that whosoever exalts himself shall be abased. That's Luke 14:11. But he that humbles himself shall be exalted, will be lifted up. 1 Peter 5:6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. How do you humble yourself? Well, one of the ways you humble yourself is you recognize that you don't know it all. You recognize that there is someone who is smarter than you. There's someone who has the upper hand. There's someone who is more knowledgeable than you. There's someone who is stronger than you. There's someone who can help you get to where you need to be. There's someone who's already been where you're wanting to go. There are people that are ahead of you. There are people that have paid the price. There are people that have walked with God. There are people that have a relationship with God that you don't have yet. My humility positions me to receive from those above me. I must say that again. That's so good. That just came to me. My humility positions me to receive from those above me. In other words, to receive from those who know more than I do, who have experienced more than I've experienced, who have tried things and they know from their own experience that that doesn't work. You know, there's some people that they're so proud and they're so haughty that they can't accept anybody's information. They can't accept anybody's input. It's just like, well, I'll find out. I'll find out. And then they come back with this attitude like, well, you know, the school of hard knocks is the best school. And so I'm just going to do it myself. Well, go ahead. You haughty, proud thing, because you know what you're going to do? You're going to run headlong into a wall and you're going to bump your head and you're going to have big knots on your head. And you can brag about the fact that you went to the school of hard knocks. And everybody can look at you and see that you got beat up real good because you went through the school of hard knocks. But there's some of us that are going to humble ourselves and say, I don't have to do that. I don't have to beat my head against the wall. I don't have to have a bunch of knots on my head. I'm going to listen to someone who is a little bit ahead of me, somebody who can help me, somebody that can help me avoid a lot of those stupid mistakes. That's part of humility. So Matthew 18:3-4 says, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Humility, which makes you look lower, feel lower, you bring yourself down. You have a moderate opinion of yourself. God says in his kingdom, you're great. Those who are great in his kingdom are those who have brought themselves down and humbled themselves as little children, ready to learn. That's one of the things. Little children are learners. He's saying, you know, in one place, Jesus said, I thank you, O Father, that you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and you have revealed them unto babes. In other words, you have revealed wonderful, great spiritual truths and principles to those who are of a very meek, lowly spirit and a childlike spirit that is positioning themselves to learn. One of the things that God said was the most important thing. He said, Martha, remember Mary and Martha. Martha received Jesus into the house, but Mary sat at his feet. And Jesus said to Martha, Martha, after she had scolded Mary, said, Lord, Mary isn't helping me do anything. Bid her, therefore, that she get up and come help me take care of the business in the kitchen and do the cooking and all this kind of stuff. And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you are cumbered about many things, but Mary has chosen that good part that cannot be taken away from her. What he was saying was Mary has made the most important choice of all, of humbling herself at my feet like a child to listen. And in due time, she or he that humbles themselves before me will be lifted up. If you want the strength, not to say that Jesus was scolding Martha for being industrious. He wasn't scolding her for it. He was just establishing priority. He was establishing priority, friend. If you want to go high, if you want to accomplish much, then bring yourself down. Take yourself down to his feet. He that humbles himself under the hand of Almighty God shall be exalted. Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride will bring him low, but honor will uphold the humble in spirit. I read that a few minutes ago, but it's so powerful. Let me give you an illustration where we see pride and humility contrasted. And it was in the book of book of Luke at 18 and 14. And there was a Pharisee and there was a publican. These two men came together into the temple to pray. And the Pharisee, and a Pharisee is a person who has an extremely high opinion of themselves because they're so religious that they think that they're so special and they think that they are so exalted and they think they're closer to God than anybody else because they think they know more about God than anybody else. Well, the Bible says this Pharisee, he prayed with himself. Basically, he just prayed to himself. He said, oh, I thank thee, O God, that I'm not like this publican over here, like this poor wretched sinner. I'm not like him. I'm a better person. I know your word better. I know the scriptures. I'm closer to you. I know more about you. I'm smarter. But then the publican, the Bible says he struck himself on his chest or his breast, and he said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's the way he came to the Lord. He came to God in humility. The Pharisee came to God boasting himself as though he didn't even need God. And the publican came in an absolute different manner. He came in an absolute recognition. I'm a sinner. I need you. I need your mercy. I need your forgiveness. I need you in my life. I need your wisdom. I need your knowledge. I need your peace. I need your joy. I need your help. See, that's what humility does. Humility positions you to receive from God. It is the receiver's position, humility. The Bible talks about David, and you know David was a king, and he was a rich man. But when he came to the Lord, he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. This poor man cried. What was David saying? David, you're not poor. You're a king. You got all kinds of money. You got gold, you got silver, you got rubies, you got diamonds. What are you talking about poor? He's not talking about poor in a money sense, in a financial sense. He was talking about, I humble myself. I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need your strength. I need your peace. I need your joy. I need your power. I need everything that you have. I humble myself. That's the child. He that humbles himself like the little child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Well, friends, I hope this encouraged you today. I hope it blessed you today. It took a little time to build this, to build foundation for this, but I think it's worth it. If you want to go up, you got to go down. The way in the kingdom, the way up is down. He that humbles himself under the hand of God shall be exalted. There's one other thought I just want to say to you real quickly. It says in 1 Peter 5 and 6, if you humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, he may exalt you in due time. That is a very important part of humility, is realizing that there is a due time. There's a due time to be lifted up. There's a due time to be promoted. There's a due time to be exalted. There's a due time for God to put you forth and put you forward. And in humility, what you do is you trust the wisdom of God in his timing. It's so powerful. Humility says to God, Lord, I'm willing to wait. I don't want to wait. Let's be honest about it. Who wants to wait? Nobody wants to wait. As soon as you know a direction, as soon as you think you feel that you've got the revelation on what you're supposed to do, you're like a bull in a china shop. Whew, you're wanting to go and get it done, right? Get it done. But there's a real strength of humility that says to God, I can wait. I can wait on you. You know what's best for me. That's one of the most powerful things about humility, is it will put you in the timing of God. It positions you to receive all that God is and all that God has. God wants to bless you. He wants to promote you. He wants to lift you up, but you've got to be willing to go down. He that humbles himself under the hand of God shall be exalted. Okay, friends. Hey, thank you for joining us today. Derek, thank you for joining us. Adam, thank you for coming in today. So good to be with you again here on the Overcomers broadcast. We will talk to you later. God bless you. God bless you. And take this very powerful key of humility and use it. Use it. Remember, he said, he that humbles himself. That means you have the ability to humble yourself. You have the ability to bring yourself down and to have that contrite spirit, that childlike spirit that's able to look up to God and say, I'm ready to receive everything that you have for me. All right, friends, God bless. I went just a little bit over my time, but I believe that this will be an encouragement to you. We'll talk to you later. Pastor Terry Sisney, bye-bye.